Das Ujjal Nilamani class, August
4th.
Today's the 4th of August, Sunday. So we're discussing the 8 types of heroines or lovers of Krishna, gopi lovers of Krishna, 8 types of moods or feelings or temperaments, which are known as Nayaka. Nayaka, which means the heroine, Nayak above. So we discussed Abhisarika. Abhisar means going for a meeting, and we gave example of that. Yeah, just to review, the Abhisar the Abhisarika, Nayak. Nayaka. This means a traveling lover. He or usually she. A gopi Radharani, Lita Vishaka. They're traveling to meet Krishna, waiting for them at a pre-appointed place somewhere in the forest of Vrindavan. Some kunja, Nikunj, and she's going there to meet him. So then we're discussing about the hopeful waiting lover. The 8 types of Nayaka Bhavas are the traveling lover, Abhisarika, hopeful waiting lover, Avasak Saja, eager anxious lover, Utkantita, a lover who becomes stood up by Krishna, and Viprilabdha, and then a gopi that's cheated and broken-hearted and devastated lover, that's the Kandit. Kandit, of course, means broken. And then there's a respectful, quarreling lover. In other words, after a lover's quarrel, she becomes a little submissive and regretful. She regrets having argued so much and so heavily that her beloved ran away. So it's called Kalaha. Kalaha means fight, argument. And then Anturita at the end. So regretful after quarreling. The regretful after quarreling lover. Kalaha Anturita. And the separated lover, because they're actually physically separated by short distance or large distance, Proshita, Bartrika. And the controlling lovers, the Swadin, Bartrika. So now we're discussing this hopeful waiting lover. So she ornaments, and she's gone out. In other words, there's somewhat of a progression in some of these. Every lover will have to go out to meet the beloved. So every gopi runs out to meet Krishna. He plays on the flute, the murli, and they run out for the rasa dance. So they're running. So every single gopi is an Abhisarika gopi. There's 16,000 girls running down the footpath to meet Krishna, and they're all on Abhisar, means love, journey to meet the lover, the beloved's journey to, or the lover's journey to meet the beloved. Traveling, she's moving from point to point, and most of the other conditions are the gopis in one place. So there's a gopi going from point to point, which means from Yavat to Kunj, or cave in Govardhan, or Radhakund, or anywhere in Ashtakali Lila, Stalis of the Braj Mandal, where Radha and Krishna have Milan. So the gopis leave from Yavat, or they leave from They leave from Yavit. Go ahead. I'll try. They leave from Yavit or Varsana. So the gopis are going from point to point, from place to place. Yavit to the Kunj, or Yavit to the meeting place. Meeting place is anywhere in Vrindavan or Govardhan or Radhakund. Or so many places it can be. Anywhere. Leela Stali can be anywhere in Braj. So that all those gopis that are going to meet Krishna, wherever he is, in the afternoon or morning or evening or late evening, or for Rasa dance, all of them are, at that time, the mood, the bhav, it's a bhav, nayaka bhav. Their feeling of anticipation, of excitement, of fear of getting caught, or fear of getting blocked or stopped by their superiors or their, or what to speak of fear that maybe they're running out to meet Krishna and they may be a little fearful that he won't be there. Because he said the gopis and Krishna arranged to meet at a particular point, place rather, and Radharani's there and Krishna knows where to go to meet her and all the gopis know. But on his way, Krishna gets hijacked. His plane gets hijacked by a gopi terrorist and she flies him off to Gauri Tirtha. And they land in the Gauri Tirtha airport. And then that terrorist terrorizes Krishna in the Kunja. Her name is Chandravali. So then Krishna is late for his meeting. So he was innocent until proven guilty. But he was innocent when he left his house. So he left his house and he wasn't going on Abhisar, because Abhisar means going to meet the beloved, going on a journey to meet the beloved who is waiting for me in a pre-appointed place. So the Abhisarika, although Krishna also meets Radharani occasionally here and there. Of course, mantris don't want to see it that way. Gaudiyas will always see that Krishna is running to Radharani. We like to see it that way. But it's not happening that way much. Because these are called Nayaka Bhavs. When I describe Krishna, he's a Nayak. He has four types of bhav. Dear Lalita bhav, dear Lalita Nayak. You must have heard this term. Nayak means the hero, the star, the hero, the male hero and a female hero. Hero and heroine. So he has four types of Nayak bhav. Dear Lalita Nayak. Dear Shant Nayak. Dirodat Nayak and Dirodata Nayak. He has four. And as always, the gopis have more of everything. So the gopis have eight. They have two times more bhav. Because everyone knows that ladies have more bhav than men. They have more feelings and more spectrum. A whole kaleidoscope and color spectrum of feelings, from super ecstatic, blissful happiness to total manic, depressive, ugly unhappiness. So they have everything in between. They're not too much like yogis. Men are usually yogis because one of the characteristics of a yogi is moderation, balance, and yukta. Yukta chetasaha, says in the 6th chapter of the Gita. Yukta chetasaha, indriya yukta. Everything is controlled and balanced and moderate in the yogi. So generally, although there are exceptions everywhere, Katyayani herself, Durga's expansion, or let's say Yogamaya's expansion, as Durga and Yogamaya, Mahamaya and Yogamaya, they're two halves of the same Shakti. It's ultimately Krishna Shakti or Shiva's Shakti, Shiv Shakti, or Krishna Shakti. So she's a yogini, Katyayani Mahayogi, Mahayogini Rishri. Katyayani Mahamaye, Katyayani Mahamaye, Mahayogini Rishri. So Katyayani is a great yogini, the greatest Mahayogini. That's the exception. So women aren't so moderate or balanced or controlled in their emotions. And so the gopis have eight type of Nayaka bhavs. Bhavas, and Krishna has only four. So the proportion there is indicated that women are 2 times more emotional than men. 2 times more above. Because there's Abhisarika Nayak and Vasak, Vasak Saja Nayak, Utkantita Nayak, Viprilabdha Nayak, Abhisarika Nayika, Vasak Saja Nayika, Utkantita Nayika, Viprilabdha Nayika, and Kalahantarita Nayika, and Proshita Bhartrika Nayika, and Swadina Bhartrika Nayika. And only this dear Lalit fellow has 4, Krishna. So we're discussing number 2. All the gopis will travel out to their own kunjas, Lalita's kunj, or Vishaka's kunj, and Radha's kunj, and all the kunjas. So they're all abhisarikas, traveling for rendezvous, for lover's tryst. And then they enter the kunj, and then they're waiting. Man is waiting for the lady, lady's waiting for the man. Here the gopis are generally waiting for Krishna, because he's Krishna's Ekaleshwara Krishna, Arasabhya Britya. Gopis are servants of Krishna. Radharani is a servant of Krishna. Krishna is a servant of his devotees. Krishna is a servant of Radharani. But ultimately, Krishna is the object. Krishna is the Seva Vishai. He's the Prem Vishai Vibhav Alamban. And Radharani is the Prem Ashray Vibhav Alamban. Radharani is a reservoir and the unlimited ocean of love. And Krishna is the receiver of that love. He is the Vishai. Vishai means the enjoyer. But not material sense gratification. But Vishai, Prem Vishai, Alamban, means that Krishna is one type of bhav in this madhur rati. The 5 bhavas mixed together to give the taste of madhur ras. So vibhav, anubhav, then Sattvic Bhav, Sanchari Bhav, and the other one is there. So 5 mixed together. So Radharani, they're all waiting. They go in the kunj and they're waiting. Vasak Saja. Vasa means wait. They're waiting in the kunj, and Saja means they're hopeful. The hopeful waiting lover. So it's described in Ujjala Nilamani in chapter 4. Of the Sakhi Prakaran, all the varieties of Sakhi lovers of Krishna, Radharani, and all the others. So this particular one, number 2, she ornaments the Vasak Saja. This gopi ornaments and perfumes her body. And personally prepares and decorates the kunja. So she's gone to the kunja, and she's run to the kunja to in great eagerness and great anticipation and excitement to meet her beloved Krishna. And once she gets there, then she fixes her ornaments, and maybe she forgot an earring or two, or forgot some bracelet in her haste to run out of the house. But her ever watchful and attentive Manjaris have a little kit with them, and in their kit they have all the missing jewelry of Radharani. They carry a little bag like ladies have the purse. So the Manjaris are carrying a small purse, and in that purse they're carrying all the ornaments and Radharani. The Manjaris are carrying all the ornaments. All the ornaments and earrings and whatnot. This is 4. So it's low. All the ornaments and whatnot that Radharani forgot in her haste to run out of the house in Abhisar to meet Krishna in the kunja. So as I was saying, you can sit there, but you need to take asan, pichay asan. Go pichay side. Aage. Hey, Neely. Okay. Good students in the front, bad students in the back. You go in my room, sleep. No, sit here. Sit here. Finger sucky. Okay. No sleeping. Be quiet, don't interfere now. You did your work, be quiet. So we're describing how all the Sakhi were these eight types of Nayakabhavas, Nayakabhav, and the Abhisarika means the traveling lover. So all the gopis, they leave their place in Barsana or Yavat, and they run out to see Krishna, wherever the meeting place is, in the flow of the Astakali Leela, morning, evening, afternoon, Madhyan Leela, etc. So they all go from point... there's eight lovers here, eight types of Nayika Bhav, and there's four types of Nayak Bhav. Dear Lalit Bhav, Nayak Bhav, and then Dear Prashant Nayak Bhav, and Dear Datta and Dear Odata, Dear Shant. Dear Lalita, which one missing? One I forgot. I just said before, now it just slipped my mind. I don't know, I don't have it here. There's four. So the gopis have eight, and Krishna has four. It's not trying to find five. So as I was mentioning earlier, that women have twice more bhav than men. They have a whole gamut, a whole color spectrum of emotions, from some unbelievably blissful happiness to the most miserable unhappiness and terrible suffering. Men are balanced. Men have the yukta chetasaha, yuktaman. They have balanced, controlled minds. 99.99% of all yogis are men, and this is the quality of the yogi in the sixth chapter. They're balanced. The women are passionately blissful and tamasically unhappy. And they're really unhappy. They just sleep all the time and curse and all kinds of negative tamasic things when they're unhappy. When they're blissful, they do all kinds of passionate things. Right? Men too. Especially in Kali Yuga, it's hard to distinguish. You can only distinguish genders by anatomy. Anatomy, not by bhav and feelings. The women are as aggressive and nasty and mean as the men. Got two witnesses. Who knows? Spare me. I don't want to learn that one. you can write your books about that. That many lifetimes before I've experienced that interesting road. I've driven down that bumpy road. So I took a detour this life. Someone said, if you go the opposite way everybody's going, the road is actually smooth. I said, what are you? You sound like you're crazy. Everyone's going that way, and you're telling me to go the opposite way. Yeah, if you go the opposite way, no more bumps. It's worth a try. And here we are, rolling on. So they all go to the kunja. They're all waiting in the kunj, and that's the second type of naika, the vasak saja, vas, residence, place, kunja, cave, forest, riverside, Yamuna Palina, beach, anywhere where they meet. They go there and they wait. And this particular, while they're waiting, this first condition of waiting is called the hopeful. She's hopeful. Vasak Saja. They're all, because there's seven different bhavas all going on in the kunj. Waiting for Krishna or meeting Krishna, or separate from Krishna, but all basically they're all going on in the Kunj, seven of them. One is traveling to the Kunj. Because that's, as the Nimbarkis say, and they worship their sadhya and sadhanas, Nityani Kunja Viharini. Nityani Kunja Viharini. Chobis Ganta Saddin, 24 hours a day, they worship Radha and Krishna in the Kunj. There's no Yashoda, there's no cows, there's just Kunj. So that's really like putting down the focus. So that's the Sakhi Bhav. Because the Sakhi's aim and objective, their sadhya, their sadhana means their activities. It's not sadhana. But it means their activities are simply to meet Krishna privately alone so we can enjoy loving intimacies together. That's the meaning of Madhurati. Madhurati, main aspect of Madhura means amorous, loving union between the male and the female. This is the meaning of Madhurati. And then there's all different activities. The center point is the two become one, and actually the one never become two. Radha and Krishna are always one. They're inseparable. But it appears that they have separate forms and separate places from time to time. So in the Kunja, when Radha and Krishna are together in the Kunj with a couple of lucky, fortunate mandris or sakis attending them, that is the goal of their lives, and that's the perfection of prema, the prema seva of Radharani and the gopis in association of Krishna and the Kunj. This is Madhurati. And then, lovers, variety is the mother of enjoyment. More variety, more pleasure. Only eat rice every day, not so exciting. A one day rice, little chutney, oh, very exciting. Next day, rice, little chutney, and sabji, oh, more excitement. Then one day, rice and chutney and sabji and a puri, oh. And next day, kheer, oh, sure. So it can really get evolved. Evolution of ahar evolution. Evolution of eating. So variety. So either they're enjoying this Rati Keli Utsav, this Surata Utsav, the wonderful joy and happiness of being together in the most intimate, confidential, blissful settings together, Radha and Krishna. Then they may want a break, so they play Pashkela, a type of Chopra board game with pieces that you move. You throw dice and you move the pieces. You could say it's the mother of chess. There's a game called chess, popular with the Barka Admis. But India, as with everything, everywhere in every culture you find these games. So then you just trace out the world's oldest culture, then you'll find out the origin of all the games. So the world's oldest civilized culture, Dharmic-centered, God-centered, Brahman or Bhagavan, Bhagavan slash Brahman, God-centered culture, the oldest one by far anywhere on this planet Earth is the Vedic civilization of Bharat. And they have a board game with dice. Because if Krishna is playing Pashkela, as described in the shastras of Krishna's pastimes and Krishna's activities, Krishna's God, Bhagavan, he's Nitya. So whatever he's doing is Nitya. Every single lila he's doing is Nitya. He's just going to pick up his flute. That moment of him reaching down to pick up his flute, that lila is Nitya. And picking up is Nitya. Everything is Nitya. Achintya Shakti. This is Achintya, inconceivable. So therefore, since there's no beginning to Krishna, no end, there's no beginning. When did Pashkela first start? Oh, it started in the Middle Ages with the kings, you know. They had nothing to do after they beat up each other. And one king was beating up another king. Then they would sit around the king and his sons as princes. Then they would play kings. They made little toy game out of the reality that they were actually playing, because the reality that they're playing is actually a game also. One is the illusion of hankar, and the other is the illusion of swapna. So hankara means the illusion which creates the material body and rival kings and enemy kings. And then the swapna, the dream, is that this board game is a kshetra, and I have my king, one piece on, I don't know if you know anything about chess, but one piece is called a king, and one piece is called a queen, and one piece is called a knight. Knight means a general, a soldier. So chess means the fighting of two armies, a black army or a white army, some Indians versus some Europeans. That'd be good. Get back at the British. Or whatever. Then, anyway, there's two teams. So if you read the history of chess, it'll say it was a game of the royalty, and it filtered down to the rickshawwalas after some time. Any rickshawwalas that have had half a brain that could figure out the rules of the game to begin with, two rickshawwalas can spend a slow afternoon playing chess under a peepal tree in Delhi. So that's the aggressive, passionate version of Pashkela. Because kings are in Rajagun. And chess is a game of kings, which means it's a passionate, rajasic game. Requires a whole lot of sattvic brain also. But the Pashkela, this is Nitya Lila. And this requires Prem and Vishuddha Sattva. Vishuddha Sattva, pure Satchitananda Vigraha. There is no enemy party, no rival party. There is only love. Prem Sarup Sri Krishna and Prem Sarupini Radharani. So Radharani, or the gopis, she goes there on Avisar, then she waits in the kunj. Vasak Saja. So this is the second one. So why she's there? She, as I mentioned when you came in, while she's there, then it says she ornaments and perfumes her body, and personally Radharani or Lita Vishaka in Radharani's kunj, or all the kunjas, whatever, they will personally decorate and arrange. It's already been decorated and fully arranged by her sakigan. This Yuteshwari, this group leader, Lalita Yuteshwari or Vishaka Yuteshwari, Chitra, they're the group leaders. And Radharani she's Ashtashakhi Shiromani. Ashtashakhi Shiromani Radharani. She is the crest jewel of all the Ashtashakhis. So she is the Param Yuteshwari of all Sakhis and all Sakigan. All the groups of Sakhi, Radharani is a Parameshwari. We say Ishwari Radharani. Ishri means she's the chief, the queen, the master of all the gopis, and the master of the Parameshwara. Because she's Ishwara, she's Ishwari for all the gopis, and for Krishna she's Parameshwari. Because he's claiming, the gopis are saying, I'm Ishwara, aham Ishwara, I'm a Yuteshwari, Yut Ishwari. So Lita thinks, I'm Ishwari. But Radharani is the Param Yuteshwari. And Krishna, he thinks he's Param Ishwara. So for Krishna, she's Param Ishwari. So she decorates the kunj, and in anticipation of Krishna's arrival. And it says here she ornaments and decorates her body. So she ornaments and decorates her body. How is it? Because before she left, she was already ornamented and decorated. Okay. She was already ornamented and decorated. So how is it she goes on Avisar, she gets to the kunja, Radharani, the Nayika, and she's waiting there, hopeful for the arrival of her Nayak, dear Lalita Nayak Sri Shamsundarji. So she's very hopeful and anticipating his arrival, and very excited, and her heart is palpitating, and she's very... And so when she first gets there, she occupies herself and distracts her impatience, engages her impatience by decorating the kunj and redecorating. Oh, Manjari, you made it like this. Let's make it like this. And just right for Sham, and the bed and all the and the vines and garlands. How many garlands do you have? Oh, no, make some more garlands. I want to offer lots of garlands to Sham today. You only have 10 garlands on this table. Make some more. Oh, and some tumble is there, and some bartan would drink some pitcher, jug, pitcher with drinks are there. Oh, no, make more drinks, it's summertime, we need more. So then everything's ready, and Radharani, and she ornaments and perfumes herself. So because she kept her, the mandris are keeping a perfume with them, they have, like, you have a little purse you carry on your shoulder. The mandris have on their shoulder a little purse. When you came in, I was saying. So in there they have all the things that they already carry trays of so many of tambul and chandan and kunkum and many flower garlands and water and chamar. Many things are carrying. So now this is called the emergency kit. Like first aid kit in your glove box, you know, Band-Aid and some betadine. You get in a car accident, you put a Band-Aid on it. No. Righty. So the gopis, because they are always thinking of Radharani, so she ran out so fast to Nabisar that when she got to the kunj, she only had one earring on. You must have read places like this. One earring, kajal in one eye. And generally it's said, and often it's like that in the mandris, but the mandris are ready. It's said that Radharani deliberately does that so that when she gets to the kunja, Krishna will say, oh, you're looking so pretty, but one earring is missing and your kajal is only one eye. Or you didn't put kajal on, that way your husband hit you? But, no. No, you only have kajal on one side. So the mandris, Vairati. So then the mandris are like Rahasya Sangha, you know. It's Indians only. So the mandris, that Radharani, you know, deliberately, you know, she's the mandris are giving Radharani earrings and are putting them on, and then when they put one on, and then they go to put the other one on, Radharani takes one off. And the mandri sees that Radharani takes one off and puts it down. And she says, oh, I know. You know, I know, because Radharani, the heart of the mandris, the heart of the mandris in Radharani is one. There's not two. Like Radhi. In Hindu land, you know, they say, do shatir Radhi. Pranams. They say, do shatir ekatma. Huh? They say like that? Do shatir ekatma. But what we say in transcendence, we say, ek divya kalevaram. Ek divya kalevaram. Or ek tanu. Ek tanu, ek pran, ek atma. Ek atma? I say akatma. It's like in Gita also. Ek atma. Ek atma. Radharani, ek atma. Radharani atma, Krishna atma, ek atma. Radha Krishna yugal. Yugal means connection. Yugal, one. So Radharani, the mandri, puts, decorating Radharani to run out to meet Krishna Avisara. And then she puts one earring on Radharani's. One mandri is holding a mirror, okay? So you're holding a mirror. And then so then the other mandri is putting one earring on, and then goes to put the other earring on, and takes both hands and holds the earlobe and has to get inside. Or different kinds are there. Some pierce, ones some clip different, or flower earrings. Then when the mandri puts one on the right ear, and she goes to put the one on the left, and then Radharani takes the one off the right. And then the mantri notices that, And she, as I said, she's one with Radharani's mind and heart. So she says, oh, I know. When you get to the Kunj, and you meet Shyamasundara in the Kunj, he's going to say, Radharani, you look so beautiful. But what, you have one beautiful golden earring, one Sona Kunda, but the other one's missing. Oh, I don't know. And I must have dropped it. And as soon as Radharani says like that, then all of a sudden the Manjari has the earring in her hand, and right near Krishna's hand. Is it, Radharani? Yeah. And then Krishna says, yeah, that's it. And then Krishna takes it from the hand of the Manjari and puts it on. Okay? So, because generally we see in the Shastras that in the Ujjalilamani that when Radharani meets with Krishna, she deliberately, she puts this, what we call in the West, what do they call it, mascara? Different color, blue, black, whatever. In India they do black with this thing. Kajal, so, or kohl. So the Manjaris put on one, and then they go to put on the other eye. The Manjaris go to paint the other eye, and Radharani says, no, don't. Acha, atige. Teek. So then the Manjari has to remember, because in a couple of minutes, Radharani, well, this is like 9:30 at night, or no, 10:30 at night, Radharani's preparing for Avisar to run out to meet Krishna. This is called the Pradosh Leela. Pradosh Leela just ending, and Madhyan, at the juncture, Ratri. Ratri or Nisha Leela. It was like around 11 o'clock, but before that, 10:30, Radharani's getting up, she's bathed, ready, getting ready. So she leaves by 10:45 at night or 11 o'clock. And Krishna's calling from Mamshivat, Yamuna side, Vrindavan. So then the Manjari has to take note because she knows the heart, she knows the mind of Radharani. So when she goes to put the kajal on Radharani's eye and she says no, and the Manjari doesn't say anything. So she understands, oh, tonight, because last three nights I put kajal on both eyes, but tonight I only have one eye. Okay, so then she takes the pencil, there's like some special pencil and this, that, and then she puts in her emergency kit. You know, ladies have a little purse they carry. So she puts that there. And then Radharani, the earring that Radharani took off, she puts that there. And then they put two bracelets, and Radharani says, no. And so Radharani just takes off, or even she says, I take this off, or take this toe ring off. So the Manjis are collecting all these things, and they put it in the kit. So they're carrying it, and they run down there. So what we're discussing the second type of Nayaka, or Nayika, heroine, it's called Vasak Saja. Avas means Vrindavan Vas, to reside or to wait. It's called a hopeful waiting lover. She's waiting in the Kunj, she runs to meet, and then she waits in the Kunj. She's very hopeful. She decorates the Kunj with her Manjaris and Sakis. It's already decorated with flower ornaments and all paraphernalia, garlands and drinks and many things and perfumes. Different perfumes and sandalwood paste. Many things are already there on tables. One parrot, Manju Bhashani, or Daksha, or Vichakshana. Five or seven pet parrots of Radha and Krishna. He's there, or she's there. A female and male parrots. So then, when Radharani gets there, so no, I want this over here and this over here. You know, like, you may make a house like this. Then the wife comes, oh, no, just like that. This goes there. This goes there. And the husband's going, oh, what's going on here? Because the husband has one idea about things. And then the wife comes and says, as usual. Because husband means one idea. And wife, husband, one idea. Wife, definition, another idea. Now, together means marriage. So marriage is a combination of two opposing ideas and everything that goes with it and everything that comes of it, and which, you know, kids and whatnot, whatever. So then Radharani, then Radharani's ready. She's sitting there on the flower bed, and end of the flower bed, hopeful waiting. Where it's Krishna, and then one Manjari holds a mirror. It's like, she looks, oh, one earring's missing. Oh, I left that earring. No, here it is. Do you want me to put it now, or do you want me to save it for later? Later. And then she looks, oh, this is, It's only Kajal on one eye, because Radharani already forgot. You know, in the madness of Avisar, and in one verse in Radharasudaniti, it says Unmad. Radharani is described as Unmad Avisari. Unmad, Unmad, Unmad Avisarika. Avisar means lover's journey, chayast. And Unmad, Unmad, Un, like we say, Unmad, Unmad means very mad, very intoxicated, forgetting madness. So she, and Manjari says, I have that too. I have the kajal too. So this is the Vasak Sajak. She ornaments and perfumes her body and personally prepares and decorates the kunj in eager anticipation of Krishna's arrival. She is this type of Nayika, this Vasak, Vasak Saja, Vasak Saja. She's determined to enjoy amorous intimacies with Krishna, hoping that Krishna will come soon. As he can, she gazes down the footpath leading to the kunj. When together, as she's sitting with her sakis and mantris, Radharani starts singing about the glories of Krishna, about his beautiful form and qualities. And then she listens to Leela Katha from the mantris. The mantris and sakis, they speak different Leela Katha. And at every moment, the Vasak Saja eagerly is hoping and waiting for some message to bring news of Krishna. So this is a Vasak Saja. And there's an example here. This is the hopeful lover waiting in the kunj. The hopeful waiting lover, Nayika. Nayika means lover. Vasak Saja. Example is there, chapter 4 of Ujjala Nilamani, verse 78, page 271. This is Rati Krida Kunjam. Oh, that's very nice. Beautiful kunja. It says, Rati Krida Kunjam. I don't really know the meter, but it's beautiful. Maybe Rati Krida Kunjam Kusuma Shaina Ujjala. Yeah, it's Malani meter. Which is a little difficult. Rati krida kunjam kusama shayan shayaniyojvala ruchim vapusalankaram nijam api bilokyasmita muki muhurdayam dhayam kimapi harina sangama vidhim samridhyanti radamadanamada Samridyanti Rara Madana Mada Madhyan Mati Rabhut. If you're a Sanskrit, you have this book in Hindi or Sanskrit. Samriddhi. Samriddhi means riddhi. Riddhi and siddhi. Siddhi means perfections and riddhi means wealth. Lakshmi is riddhi Devi and siddhi Nayak. This is Ganesh who gives perfection in one's activities. Samridhyanti. Radha Madana Mada Madhyan Matir Abhut. It's way light years ahead of me, Sanskrit, what it means and what it feels and what it conveys. We only can look at it. It's like looking at some object in the ocean. You see some sailboat far in the ocean. And you can make out, yes, that's a sailboat. But you can't see because it's too far away. So it's moving, and you know it's moving, and the wind is blowing pretty well. But what color are you? Some white, don't know. So this is kind of... the handicap of not knowing Sanskrit. First you have to know Vyakaran, Sanskrit grammar, and the whole language. Then you have to know Kavi. Then you have to know Sahitya. You have to know poetry and literature. And Ras. Rupa Goswami Pada Ki. All these things he's knowing, he's writing. Rati Krita, he's like KKKMMM, he's like Rati Krita Kunjam Kusama Shayaniyojvala Ruchim. A Shayan, we say Shayan, means to sleep. Ujvala Ruchi, a very effulgent and beautiful Ruchi, Ruchiranana. Rukmini Devi is described when Rukmini came out of the Durga temple and during her Swayamvara, and all the kings and princes were waiting to have her first darshan in Kundina. Kundina, and Krishna was there in the back of the crowd, the kings. And then when she came out and she had her, what's it called, dopata over her head. It's called a gumna also too, isn't it? What's it? Gumrat. Gungat. Had her gungat, like veil, let's say veil over her head. And then, and she just reached back like she was pulling her ear, and she pulled her veil up a little bit. Before it was like this, and she's looking through. And you can see, okay, where you're going. Well, if you look up a little bit, you can look underneath and see clearly, you know. She was, where is Krishna? Krishna Kahan, Krishna Kahan. So when she lifted like that, then the kings just saw a little, you know, like on YouTube. If you don't allow them to, you know, if you don't hit the cookie function to let them put cookies on, they just show you a little band. No, not YouTube, SoundCloud. You go on SoundCloud, you can only see a little bit. And then, because if you accept our cookie policy, if you accept that, then you can see more of the SoundCloud, like who your followers are or whatever. It'll just show, like, it might say you have 10 followers on your SoundCloud, and it'll show you this much. What are their names? What do they look like? You see there's somebody there, and then it says you accept our cookie policy, and if you hit that, then it'll open up. And I don't want cookies, and I said, so that's a good thing. Who cares? If they're there, they're there. Forget the pratishtha. As much as I tried, even Krishna said, no, sorry. If you want pratishtha, you have to eat cookies. I said, no, I don't eat cookies. I have pratishtha. I mean, everybody wants it. Okay. Trying to get away from it, but, you know, it's like it's the curse. Everyone is cursed with that. That's the final snare. You can cross all the other oceans, but that one is, you know, abhiman, man, honor, distinction. That's the final. Finally, when you cross so many oceans, you get blessed by Krishna to live in Braj. And then when you live in Braj and do bhajan, then you have to cross the ocean of the mind. And other places, and other births, and other bodies, you cross the ocean of the body. The ocean of the body and senses. Vacha vegam, manasa krodha vegam. So all the vacha, all the vegams except the mana. So man, buddhi, hankar. This is antakaran. This is the subtle body. Then when you get to Braj, okay, you're not greedy, you're not lusty, you're not envious, you're not all these things, kam, krodha, lobh, anger, everything is gone. All the oceans you crossed, and you're blessed with Brajavas and Brajabhajan. 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, 40 years. And now Krishna says, okay, now let go of your antakaran. Let go of your mind. Let go of your buddhi. Let go of your hankar. I'm so and so. So all the sadhus and sadvis, lady saintly people and sadhu men saintly people living in Braj for years, they're all on the road of the mind and trying to cross the mind. Sankalpa, vikalpa. First lower level of mind is sankalpa and vikalpa. Sankalpa means accepting. Vikalpa means rejecting. So they go beyond accepting and beyond rejecting. That's the lower level of man. Then you go to the higher level of man, which meets with buddhi. Then there's thinking and being, and no more accepting anything of this world, no more rejecting anything of this world. There's a certain atmaramata that comes as the mind becomes elevated. Certain degree of self-satisfaction that comes when the senses are fully under control, indriya dant. Senses are fully under control, no more lust, anger, greed, envy, madness, all these things. Now you control sankalpa, vikalpa of the mind, accepting, rejecting. Whatever Krishna gives, it's his, everything is kripa, everything is mercy. I have no wants, I have no needs. Yoga shemam vahamyaham, 7th chapter of Gita verse 22. Ananyas chintyantva. Thank you. Very good. So this now we come to the identity problem. So this is the verse in the translation. I think this translation here is good. This is from, this is translation. Radhe Shyam Jai Shri Radhe, Dhanavat, Dhanavat Jai Shri Radhe Bhava, Radhe Radhe. Vasudevji, Dhanavat. Welcome, welcome, Swagatam, Swagatam. Hello, sir, welcome. Oh, Radhe Shyam. Try to make a little room for our friends and get some asans from that chair. Who's ever back there? Take some asans off. Someone, my friend, you can sit here. We'll get an asan. Asan, hey, Dato. Put here, you can sit here. Yeah, lean on the wall there a little bit. Yeah, lean back like that a little bit. Okay, that's cool. And I'll just close this over here. So, move that curtain on the top of the window. Pull down the top. Like, just bring it up to the top. Yeah. Yeah, that's cool. Okay, let's open that door all the way to get the full draft. Hey, hello? We want to keep that door open full. You can move over a little more? Yeah. Because, you know, every bit of air helps, you know. Translation, and we'll go on with the questions and answers. Seeing the beautiful flower bed and the amorous pastime grove, and her nicely decorated transcendental form, Radharani smiles. Oh, no wonder the thing is so close. Radharani smiles. Radharani smiles, constantly thinking of how very soon she's going to meet Krishna, is increasing her fortune at every moment. Radharani's mind takes great delight in the intoxication of love. Radha Madana Mada Madhyan Matira Bhut. I'd be curious how this other book translates this verse. The Vasa Saja. This is a gopi who decorates her body and her home, or the kunja, kunja, to attract her lover. Home is the mother-in-law. To attract her lover, the Vasa Saja yearns to enjoy amorous pastimes with Krishna. She gazes down the path waiting for Krishna to come, and she enjoys telling her friends about her pastimes with Krishna. And this gopi, like Radharani, constantly looks for the arrival of a messenger from Krishna, telling his whereabouts and when he's about to come. So Rupa Manjari is speaking to a friend. She says, when Radharani sees the amorous pastime grove, Kusum Shaina Ujvala Ruchim, what a way to describe a bed. We say, oh, a flower bed. You know, the boys know the English. So Krishna... you can translate. That's nice.
I'm sorry for disturbing.
No, that's okay. No, it's not a disturbance. It's increasing. Only English, now Russian, now two languages. So kata becomes two times now. But I'm not hearing. You're just soft. Please do. So we say, we all have a bed with sheets and blankets. Okay, bed. We sleep. But in when we describe in this, this is a forest, and there's not a bunch of mattresses. If you ever run into a forest, if you ever been in a forest with your girlfriend, you're not going to find too many mattresses there unless you put one on your backpack. Put one on your backpack. Put one on your backpack and bring it on in. But you go to the forest and you have Mother Earth. You have the earth, and you have and you gather some leaves. You get there's a bunch of leaves to get there, and there's a bunch of flowers. Just imagine if you ran into a forest that's really tropical and full of flowers, and you just go and you and your beloved has fun, you know. So let's go get a lot of leaves together, because leaves are below the trees. So you gather all the leaves, and you just, oh, it's too thin. It, you know, we need more. Okay, a whole bunch of leaves to make a good, you know, bottom, you know, leaves. Then look at all these flowers. There's thousands of roses are blooming. You know, let's pick them. Pick them, and then you throw the roses on top of the leaves. That's what's called a flower bed. Okay? So Radha and Krishna, they sleep on a flower bed and they have pillows. You know, the pillow under the head. You know?
I understand.
Yeah, good. Sorry. Okay. Otherwise, you wouldn't be dressed.
No,
you wouldn't be translating unless you...
I'm
sorry. So pillow. So the pillow, it's silk. It's some nice, very soft. Inside is all kinds of fresh flowers. If the flower bed is made of roses, then the pillow is made... What's inside the pillow? What kind of flowers?
Rosebuds.
Mogra.
Rosebuds.
No. The bed is made of roses,
yeah.
Not buds.
And inside the pillow, rosebuds, no? Leaves?
No. Different kind of flower.
Needles.
Yeah. Well, from up there, pine needles. Smells nice. Nice smell. Little... Because they have pine trees up, you know, in his country, cold, you know. So pine needles, that's okay. That smells nice, but, you know, that may be underneath the other pillow. Because you just keep that on the side for smell, you know. But the pillow has mogra flowers. Mogra is this white one, you know, this nice, really nice white one. It's called jasmine. We say jasmine, mogra. So the pillow has mogra flowers. And the mandris they change it all the time. Oh, today the bed is kadamba flowers, you know, kadamba flowers. And then there's a nice sheet on top of the bed, and fresh, soft kadamba flowers, like one foot thick or 2 foot thick, two foot thick. No, I don't know feet, but you know, your centimeters. This thick of kadamba flowers, that yellow round one, you know. And then some sheet is over it. Okay, it'd be nice. We'll have one of those right about now. And a nice fan or AC or something. You know. So we say, okay, flower bed. So what does Rupa Goswami say in Sanskrit? Kusuma shayani. Kusuma shayani ujvala ruchim. Kusum. He says, kusum shayani. Shayani. Shayaniya, kusam shayaniya ujvala ruchim. Four Sanskrit words, and we say flower bed. It probably sounds just as bad in Russian as it does in English.
Well, it sounds nice.
Probably does, because actually Russian is more like Sanskrit.
Yeah, we are very poetic.
Yeah, that's a fact. I'm figure miss. I know English is not poetic at all. Because Russian is actually very close, many Sanskrit-type words also. My mistake. Very poetic. I won't make it again. But English, I know that's no good.
No.
Kusum shayaniya. So shayan means shayan, like shayanartik. Shayan means nighttime. Sleepy. So shayan means bed. And ujvala means radiant, effulgent, transcendental. Then ruchi. Ruchi means very beautiful. Very beautiful, effulgent, kusum. Kusum means fragrant flowers. A very beautiful, effulgent, because it's not shayani, it's shayaniya, means very, very effulgent, beautiful, and special bed made of very fragrant flowers. This is what this Sanskrit means. Rati krida kunjam. Kunja, inside the kunja, a small grove, there's some trees and bushes in between, and little tiny entrance, you go inside, and it's all surrounded by trees in four corners, and then between the trees are all bushes and flowering trees and flowering mogra and all different jasmine and jui flowers, very beautiful flowers. Then trees, kadamba, four kadamba trees leaning over like a canopy. Then there's some, and between the trees, between the trees are very tall, then there's these shrubs and bushes and flowers that come up like 1 meter, 1 meter, 2 meters. Then in between the two trees, and there's two trees are there, then flower bush. Then in the middle, there's a doorway. And the doorway is bamboo. They take bamboo and they cut it in half and they make arches. The mantris are very expert. If you read in my Gayatri book, maybe in Russian, I don't know, Gayatri Mahima Madhuri, there's a whole description, 4 pages, about the 64 arts of the 64 talents and skills and arts of the mantris and sakis. So one of them, they're expert in archery, they're expert at magic shows, they're expert at designing clothes, they're expert at making jewelry, they're expert at identifying stones. Oh, this is not a diamond, this is fake. This is not a real ruby, this has been dyed. This is a Sri Lankan ruby that's been dyed dark red. This is Bekar. this is cheating. And so they know the art of, one art is listed, they know the art of carpentry. So you can imagine a mantri, a little girl, 13 years old girl, she's 13 years old and she whips out the hammer, you know, on the saw. And a hammer. And the nails, and she starts, okay, you gotta make this. Carpentry, man. And one of the arts of the mantris and sakis is sailing, you know?
Yeah.
Get the sails pulled tight. Can they go on Manasi Ganga? They have to know how to sail. A heavy wind comes up and they go topsize, you know? They turn over, poop, you know? So what kind of leela is that? Radharani's sari gets all wet and it's a big mess, you know? So the sakis know sailing and, okay, you know, okay, ladder, stern, and all this, that, you know, all these commands, you know, I have to know in the boating, I forgot, you know, I grew up in the ocean. It's a long time, I've never seen that, since 45 years. So, anyway, so they make this doorway of the bamboo, they split, and they make an arch, and then they make a handle, everything they make. And then basic frame of the Kunja Dwara, it's called Kunja Dwara. Dwara the Kunj, the basic Dwara, is made with bamboo. You know, bamboo, you just grab it, cut it, and bend it. And then it's, they make a lattice, they make a window. They make one window, and then the whole thing is, it goes like this, like pieces like this and like that. It's a door, you have to make a door. And now it's just some bamboo, it looks ugly, it doesn't smell good. So now you start putting all flower garlands, all different flower garlands, and each day you make a new design on the door, and then there's a little opening. It can be diamond shape, can be pyramid shape, can be square shape, can be round shape. It's a window to the kunj. So that's open, but then around it they decorate around it with fresh flowers, and then malati leaves, and sometimes ashok leaves or mango leaves. It looks very nice. And all these fresh flowers are there, and they're full of honey. So thousands of bees are buzzing around. So it's told in Govinda Lilamrita by Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami that this Kunja Dwara, this doorway entering into the Kunj, it has this window, but it's surrounded by thousands and thousands of guards. Thousands and thousands of guards are protecting the kunja mandir at the window, and those guards are called honeybees. And you're laughing. But if 100,000 bees land on your backside and sting you, you won't be laughing for too long. So they're the guards, the sentinels, the honeybees.
Oh, daddy!
So this is the kunja. Unbelievable. This is, we're going there. I'm going. So this is what it's told here. Radha Krita, this, so I describe Kunja. Something about Kunja I describe, no? Now this I'm not going to describe. Rati Krita. This is what kind of Kunja. Some Kunjas are called Pashakela Kunj. Pashakela means like chess. It's a board game, and there's pieces, you move the pieces, and you throw dice. This is special, Pashkela. It's in a Radha and Krishna play, some competition. They throw the dice, get a number, 1 through 9, dice, you know, 3, 9, or 10, or what is it? 1 through 10. One through 10, and 5 and 5, 5, 5, 6 and 4. So number 1 through 10, 2 dice, throw. And then they have the pieces, and you can move them on the board, black and white square. And it's marble. It's marble stone, or can be emerald. Can be emerald board with diamond squares and yellow sapphire squares. And Krishna's a king, no? Nothing cheap. Or it can be a piece of mahogany, and one square is painted black and the other is just natural wood. So then they move the pieces. So that type of kunj is called Pashkela Kunj. They come in there, and there's a table, there's already table, pre-made table. That kunj, that's called a gambling casino. I mean, that's what I call it. Radha Krishna's gambling casino. No, that's not right. It's called a Pashkela Kunj. Pashkela Kunj means a kunj specifically meant, this activity goes there. Inside this kunj, they play Pashkela, a board game, dice board game. But this kunj, Rati Krita Kunjam Kusum Shayani Ujvala Ruchim. It's a Rati Krita Kunj. Krita means pastimes, enjoyment, pleasure, and Rati means man, woman, amorous enjoyment. Okay? So this is describing Radharani's waiting in the Rati Krita Kunjam, and it's very beautiful. And she's smiling. Vilokya, Vilokya Smita Mukhi. Vilokya Smita Mukhi. Sanskrit is so nice. Your language must be nice also. But I don't have... You have nice language? Is an even nicer language? Sanskrit. It's Bhasha Mata, the mother of all languages. Vilokya Smita Mukhi. Mukhi means... Mukunda means, Mukhi means face, Smita means smile, and Vilokya, Lokya means looking, and Vilokya means looking intently, Vilokya, Vilokya Smita Mukhi. She's looking down the path, she's waiting in this kunj I described. Radharani's looking so beautiful, the kunj is looking and smelling so nice. Vilokya Smita Mukhi. So next Sunday, by Krishna's grace and the mercy of Rupa Goswami Pad, we try to speak more on Ujjwalini Lamani. So we discuss the Abhisarik Nayika, and we discuss the Vasak Saja Nayika. And next time, then when we meet again, next Sunday, by Krishna's mercy, we should discuss the Utkantita Nayaka. Okay? Verse 79. Today is 4th. Okay. Actually, this subject is endless. Ananta Katha. But this is another class. So it's 3 to 4. We start at 3:15. And who was here? One person was here. I was late. When's your Griha Pravesh? No, when are you moving in? I mean, actually, it's Vrindavan. I mean, you're a Brahmin, so... You, If you don't have Griha Pravesha, I can understand you're really a Raghunuga Bhakta. No, frankly speaking, off the record, this is on the record, by the way.